When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Section 5, Trial Process. The trial is the central event in the civil litigation process, where the parties present their evidence and arguments to a judge or jury. The trial process is governed by a combination of statutory law, case law, and court rules, ensuring fairness and due process for all parties involved. Jury selection and the role of the jury. Jury selection, voir dire. Jury selection, or voir dire, is the process of selecting jurors who will decide the case. It involves questioning prospective jurors to uncover biases or preconceptions that may affect their impartiality. The goal is to assemble a jury capable of rendering a fair and impartial verdict based on the evidence presented. The process typically starts with a large pool of potential jurors. Both attorneys, and sometimes the judge, question these individuals about their backgrounds, beliefs, and any potential connections to the case. This questioning helps identify any jurors who might be unable to be impartial. Attorneys can challenge potential jurors using two types of challenges. Peremptory challenges, these allow an attorney to exclude a juror without stating a reason. However, they cannot be used to exclude jurors based on race, ethnicity, or gender, as established in cases like Batson v. Kentucky. Challenges for cause, these are used when an attorney can demonstrate that a juror cannot be impartial. There is no limit to the number of these challenges. Role of the jury. In a jury trial, the jury is the trier of fact. Their role is to listen to the evidence, evaluate the credibility of witnesses, and apply the law as instructed by the judge to the facts they find. The jury's verdict must be based solely on the evidence and arguments presented during the trial and the judge's instructions on the law. Bench trials. In a bench trial, there is no jury, and the judge acts as both the trier of fact and the decider of law. Bench trials are common in cases where the factual issues are not in significant dispute or are highly technical, and legal expertise is paramount. The procedures in a bench trial are generally the same as in a jury trial, but the judge will make the final decision on both the facts and the law. Pretrial motions. Pretrial motions are legal requests filed by parties to obtain a ruling or order from the court before the trial starts. These motions aim to resolve certain issues, clarify the matters to be tried, or even dispose of the case without a trial. Motions in limine. One of the most common pretrial motions is the motion in limine, which seeks to admit or exclude certain evidence before it is presented at trial. These motions are crucial because they help avoid the presentation of prejudicial, irrelevant, or otherwise inadmissible evidence to the jury. Rulings on motions in limine shape the scope of evidence that will be presented during the trial. Trial procedure. The trial procedure generally follows a structured format, though the specifics can vary depending on the court and the complexity of the case. Opening statements. The trial begins with opening statements, where each party outlines their case and what they intend to prove. The plaintiff's attorney usually goes first, followed by the defendant's attorney. Opening statements are not evidence but provide a roadmap of what each side believes the evidence will show. Presentation of evidence. The bulk of the trial involves the presentation of evidence. The plaintiff presents their case first, followed by the defendant. Evidence includes witness testimony, documents, and physical objects. Each witness is subject to direct examination by the party that called them and cross-examination by the opposing party. Rules of evidence. The presentation of evidence is governed by strict rules designed to ensure that the evidence is reliable and relevant. These rules cover various aspects of evidence, including hearsay, relevance, witness testimony, and expert evidence. Closing arguments. After the evidence has been presented, each side makes closing arguments. This is the opportunity for the attorneys to summarize the evidence, draw inferences, and persuade the jury or judge to rule in their favor. Jury instructions and deliberation. In a jury trial, after closing arguments, the judge provides the jury with instructions on the law that applies to the case. The jury then deliberates in private, applying the law to the facts as they have determined them from the evidence. Their deliberations conclude with a verdict. Conclusion. The trial process is the culmination of all the pretrial preparation and strategy. It's where the party's claims and defenses are finally put to the test, and it requires careful planning, a deep understanding of the law and evidence, and effective advocacy. As you continue your studies, remember that the trial process is not just about legal arguments and evidence. It's also about storytelling, persuasion, and understanding the human elements that influence decision-making. Whether in a jury trial or a bench trial, the ability to present a case clearly, concisely, and compellingly is crucial. For aspiring lawyers, mastering the trial process is a blend of art and science. The science involves knowing the rules of procedure and evidence, while the art involves the skillful presentation of your case and adapting to the dynamic nature of a trial. It's about reading the room, understanding the judge and jury, and making real-time decisions that could impact the outcome of the case. Key takeaways and motivational note. Jury selection. Understand the importance of voir dire in shaping the jury and the trial's outcome. Your ability to identify and challenge biased jurors is crucial. Bench trials. Recognize the differences in presenting a case to a judge instead of a jury. The emphasis here is on the legal merits and technical aspects of the case. Pre-trial motions. Be adept at using pre-trial motions effectively to shape the trial environment, particularly motions in limine, which can significantly impact the evidence presented. Trial stages. Familiarize yourself with each stage of the trial, from opening statements to closing arguments. Each stage serves a unique purpose and requires different skills and strategies. Evidence presentation. Hone your skills in presenting evidence and examining witnesses. This is where your case is made or broken. Jury instructions and deliberations. Understand the critical role of jury instructions and how they guide the jury's decision-making process. Remember, the trial process is where your hard work, knowledge, and skills converge. It's an opportunity to advocate passionately for your client and seek justice. Every trial is a learning experience, a chance to refine your skills, and a step toward becoming a more effective and successful lawyer. As we conclude this section, take a moment to reflect on the importance of the trial in the legal system. It's the arena where disputes are resolved, rights are vindicated, and justice is served. Your role in this process is not just as a legal professional, but as a guardian of the legal system, upholding the principles of justice and fairness. In the next section, we will explore post-trial motions, delving into the steps taken after a trial, including judgments, appeals, and the various motions that can alter the outcome of a trial decision.